the time that has been stolen by the clock. 7 o'clock, my alarm rings. I get up, I go to the bathroom to take a shower. 7:11, I finish showering, I dry myself off, then I get dressed. 7:14, I go downstairs to have breakfast. 7:33, I finished breakfast, I go upstairs again to brush my teeth. 7:36, I finished brushing my teeth, I go to school. Note, find out if it's better to brush your teeth before or after eating. 7:48, I arrived at school, I talk to my friends. We wait for the teacher to come, we're going to take a physics exam in the first lesson. 8:02, the teacher arrived 2 minutes late. 8:04, I'm prepared for taking the exam. The teacher hands it out. I start reading. He explains the tasks. Some students ask questions. 8:09, I start writing. The exam consists of 3 tasks. Each task consists of 3 subtasks, so there are 9 tasks in total. I have 90 minutes for the exam, so I have 10 minutes for each task. 9:25, I finished earlier, but it doesn't feel like I've just written an exam. It feels like I haven't really been living for the past 76 minutes. I go to the kiosk to buy something to eat. Note, plan time for reading through the exam again next time. 10 o'clock, the next lesson begins. The teacher presents the plan for today's lesson. In the first 5 minutes, he's going to do something organizational. In the next 10 minutes, we're going to compare our homework. Then we're going to do other tasks for 20 minutes, which we're going to compare in another 10 minutes. Before we're going to watch a video that we'll be working with for the rest of the lesson, we're going to have a break for 5 minutes. 11:30, not everything went according to plan. In the end, the teacher gave us homework. I don't have another lesson today. I go home. 11:43, I arrived at home. 12:05, I do the homework for tomorrow. I plan to take 1 hour for it. 1:13, I finish doing homework. Note, plan more time for mathematics next time. 1:55, after 42 minutes of waiting and eating stuff that I found in my kitchen, I leave my home to visit a friend. 1:59, I arrived at the friend's home. I wait for 1 minute not to be there at the wrong time. 2 o'clock, I visit the friend. Our plan is to first play a game for half an hour, then to watch a movie that's 2 hours and 18 minutes long, and then do a walk until it's 6 o'clock. 2:34, we played 4 minutes longer than we planned. A movie is as long as it is, so we'll have to shorten the walk. 4:52, we finished watching the movie. Now we're going to do the walk. Note, plan not to watch the credits next time. 6:10, we are walking for too long. I go home again. Note, plan the route before next time. 6:14, I arrived at home. 6:36, I start preparing dinner. I'm going to eat a potato casserole with broccoli, ham, and of course, cheese. If potatoes need 20 minutes and broccoli 5, I can start with the potatoes and add the broccoli after 15 minutes. In these 15 minutes, I can prepare the broccoli, the ham, and the sauce, and in the remaining 5 minutes, I can prepare the cheese and turn on the oven. Then I don't lose any time. I start with the potatoes. 7:28, I finish dinner. I wash the dishes. After that, I'm going to read a book. 10 o'clock. If I want to have 8 hours of sleep, I have to be in bed at 11 o'clock. If I want to be in bed at 11 o'clock, I have to start with my evening routine now. Conclusion. I survived another day that I didn't live. I don't know what I'm doing wrong. I'm already trying to use my time as well as possible.